Another train derailment. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A freight train reportedly carrying hazardous chemicals has derailed in western Arizona. Fox 10 in Phoenix reports so far there are no reports that any of the chemicals are leaking. As the cleanup continues from the toxic derailment in Ohio, Senate Majority Leader Schumer is calling on the National Transportation Safety Board to conduct a safety investigation of the country's largest freight railroads.
Senator Schumer says his concern is, despite Norfolk Southern's recent issues,
Norfolk Southern isn't the only rail company that has spent years lobbying to loosen regulations, neglect safety upgrades, and lay off workers.
Schumer said the appearance of putting profits over people's safety is what he sees as a trend that must be investigated.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The Senate Finance Committee will grill Treasury Secretary Yellen Thursday about the economy and the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank last week. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says the president's claim that the American taxpayers won't be impacted by the administration's decision to protect depositors' money isn't altogether accurate.
Every bank's going to be affected by this, but banks in my state in rural Oklahoma are going to have to help bail out a bank in San Francisco and in New York for the actions that they took for being in cryptocurrency and not being able to watch out and basic supervision from their board.
Senator Lankford on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. Despite claims from the Homeland Security Secretary, U.S. Border Patrol does not have operational control of the U.S. southern border. That testimony Wednesday from Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz, who told Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee, the migrant flow in some areas of the southern border is a crisis situation. Democrat committee members did not attend the hearing. The administration reportedly giving the Chinese owners of TikTok an ultimatum, either sell the app or face a U.S. ban. America's listening to
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Fox. The family of a Colorado mass shooting victim is suing a gun maker.
The lawsuit filed in Connecticut by Nathaniel Getz, whose mother, Suzanne Fountain, was killed in the March 2021 shooting at a King Superstore in Boulder, Colorado, against Sturm, Ruger & Company. It accuses the company, which is based in Fairfield, of marketing its AR-556 pistol in a reckless and immoral way that promoted its killing capability. Getz's lawyer, Andrew Garza, told the Associated Press the lawsuit was filed to seek justice for the family of the victim, to hold them accountable, and to serve a preventative function as well as to protect future victims. The suit seeks an undisclosed amount in damages. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Wholesale price increases in the U.S. slowed sharply last month as food and energy costs declined. It's a sign that inflationary pressures may be easing as the Federal Reserve considers next week whether to keep raising interest rates to fight higher prices. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 280 points Wednesday. NASDAQ gained 6. An investigation by New York prosecutors into potentially illegal payments allegedly made by Donald Trump continues.
Wednesday, prosecutors met with porn star Stormy Daniels about the payment made to her during the 2016 presidential campaign to keep a sexual encounter between her and the former president quiet. As well, the man who arranged that payment, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, spent a second day testifying before the grand jury hearing the case.
At the end of the day, Donald Trump needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds if, in fact, that's the way that the facts play out.
Cohen spent time in prison for campaign finance violations due to the payment. Wednesday, he said,
this is about holding accountability, truth to power, and everything else in between.
Multiple reports have indicated an indictment of the former president could be close. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.